Well, the economy is certainly a motivator there in southern Africa as they begin talks in Zimbabwe, but it's also a motivator here on this side of the globe as the U.S. auto industry, we've reported on for the last several weeks, has been completely reexamining its business model, GM first, we reported about. But this week, Ford Motor Company is set to announce its quarterly earnings. Earnings have not been terribly good news from any of the automakers over the last several quarters, but Ford Motor Company, as it is set to announce those quarterly earnings, is also reconsidering its strategy for selling and producing cars, moving away from the standard pickup truck, which has been so successful for Ford, to maybe manufacturing more cars and different kinds of cars. Joining us now is Bill Vlasic, who's the Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. Bill, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John.
So Ford moves away from trucks. I mean, there's something almost un-American about that.
Well, Ford certainly won't abandon the pickup truck market, but they are going to make a very dramatic shift into building more small cars for the United States market, converting assembly plants, engine plants, and doing it very, very rapidly for an automaker and at great expense. I don't believe they have much choice. The pickup market and the large SUV market has fallen off a cliff this year with gas prices, and there are really no signs that it's going to ever get back to where it was during its heyday in the 90s and early this decade.
What communities can expect to see this conversion investment begin to happen? And Ford has already slashed about 40,000 jobs in the last 3 years. Are job losses also a part of this conversion, or can they keep those jobs?
Well, we don't know all the details, and Ford is also going to be extending more buyouts to its hourly workers. They have just about completed a pretty dramatic reduction in white-collar workers of 15%. But some of their big assembly plants, including one here in Michigan, which is known as Michigan Truck, which was at one point the most profitable auto plant in the world when it was building the Expedition and the Navigator in the 1990s, is going to, our understanding is going to switch over to building Ford Focuses. Quite a change.
The shift is just for now into passenger cars from trucks, but I'm wondering if there's a follow-on shift to higher technology, to more hybrids. Ford, at least in the domestic market, was a leader in bringing hybrids to market. Is that a part of the strategy?
Well, the central part of this is to bring many of their European design small cars to the United States, which are very nice vehicles, have sold well in Europe, but just weren't the kind of thing that Americans were interested in when gas prices were low. We do believe that there will be some hybrid technology possibly involved in this announcement, but they haven't really revealed all the details. Clearly, everything that Ford, General Motors, and virtually every automaker in the world is doing is moving towards more fuel efficiency in a variety of ways.
The question is, can they do it in time? There's really a race against time for a lot of these auto companies. I read last week that General Motors' capitalization on Wall Street at one point was less than Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm wondering if the stock falls so low, if Ford becomes a takeover target long before it can turn things around.
And can I just add to that, not to make it complicated, Bill, but I have a friend who's an investment banker who said essentially the auto industry is like the Titanic headed for an iceberg. Is there confidence that this conversion can be made?
Well, it seems like Ford, GM, and Chrysler have already hit a few icebergs in the last couple of years, so they're taking on water. Question is whether or not they can navigate through this and survive. The dramatic drop in GM's share price last week to below $10 a share really was a sign of a growing sense of possibility that, you know, GM could go bankrupt or the company may just falter. I think GM did some pretty dramatic things last week to save money and keep themselves liquid for another year or two.
We'll see if Ford has similar dramatic announcements, but you're right. It's bad news from all of the auto companies at this point and in this season. Bill Vlasic, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bill Vlasic is the Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times, focusing on Ford shifting out of pickup trucks. If you own a Ford pickup, you better hold on to it. That thing's going to be a collector's item.
There are lots of people who have them, too.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.